Good morning. Welcome back to our dysfunctional and chaotic little world, as you very well know.
That's an interesting way to start my day. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That.
May you live in interesting times. So what's going on?
What do we got?
Well, June 1st is the deadline for submitting nominations to the UP Service Awards. And so we just wanted to get a reminder out there to folks to get those nominations in.
What is the UP Service Awards? What are they? Mm-hmm. And then what categories and et cetera? What are you looking for?
Well, the UP Service Awards is a program. This is the third year, I believe, that we've done it.
And that's right.
Yeah. And it's an opportunity for organizations to, and people, it doesn't have to be an organization, it could be individuals, to nominate folks who give it their all. And we all know those kinds of volunteers out there, and I don't know what we would do without them. But they you know, give a lot of time, they give a lot of energy, they advocate for your organization or your program out in the community, and they're very important, and they don't get a whole lot of, sometimes all they need is, you know, obviously they don't get paid, they're volunteers, but it's nice to thank them once in a while. And
now you're here with the Great Lakes Center for Youth Development, but this is not necessarily volunteering in youth-based organizations.
Right.
This is across the board,
this
right?
This is across the board. This is through the UP Volunteer Network, which is our virtual volunteer center in this area. And it can be anybody. It does not have to be youth, you know, direct services to youth or anything by any means. So,
well, let's say that this Walt fellow over here knows a great volunteer from the Marquette Area Blues Society, for mm-hmm. example. How's that for a shameless
plug? I like that. Thank you. I hope the check's
so orders. How does a guy like Walt go about nominating someone and making you aware of that?
Well, the easiest way is to go onto our website. Right on the front page of glcyd.org, there's a link to the nomination form. And then if there's also a paper that you can download, you know, a packet to print and fill it out on paper and send it in. If you don't have computer or anything, you can also come into the office, or I think we've got packets out at Peter White Public Library, and fill it out the old-fashioned way with a writing utensil.
You mentioned different categories. What are some of the categories you're looking for?
Well, we've got, I think, six. I'm scrolling.
She brought her own laptop today. Mm-hmm. She knows better than to trust ours. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah.
We've got six categories. So we've got youth, which has turned out to be amazing when we hear the stories of these young people who are doing things. Last year we had a kid from the Sioux who he's got some medical issues, and in order to help himself cope with that, he volunteers all the time in his community. It was a wonderful story. And then adult, which is ages 21 to 54, seniors. We also have then awards for business community leader. Volunteer program, which is an award that Volunteer Connect is the one that acknowledges people who are using the UPVN volunteer, 1-800-volunteer.org.
She fits right in with us here this morning.
Today she does, yeah, that's for sure.
So one that recognizes a volunteer program, and then one that recognizes excellent use of a tool that helps connect volunteers and organizations.
You guys got a big week next week, too. Mm-hmm. You're doing some rollouts. What's up with that?
We've got the public release of the asset surveys in Marquette and Elder counties. So we're doing on Wednesday, the 25th, we're doing the event in Munising, and then the next day in Marquette at the Peter White Public Library. And it'll be all the information you've ever wanted to know about how the kids are feeling about where they are, their community, you know, how the community feels about, or their perception of how the community feels about them. And, you know, perception is everything.
Well, we had Paul in a couple of weeks ago with this whole thing. And really, the numbers are at the very least encouraging.
Yes.
And at the very best, outstanding in some areas, actually, quite honestly. And I want to say that was a bit of a surprise, but I think the amount of progress was a bit surprising.
Yeah. And you know, we've been collecting this data now for more than a decade. And this community, our Marquette-Elger region, has really made this a priority. So, it shows. So it's nice to be able to say that. You know, it's one of those projects that it takes time. It's not like going through a drive-through somewhere and picking up lunch. It takes years and years to make this kind of a difference in the community. And so it's nice to be able to look at these numbers now and say, see, one person can make a difference in how they build relationships with a young person in their community. You know, this attention in the community on the youth environment does make a difference.
I think it was Paul who actually said it, and I know we're using it in the announcement message we're running for you guys, too. But, you know, he says that numbers are up, but it also shows that just one person making that effort to work with a young person here works.
Right, right. And it's, you know, we get frustrated sometimes, I think, when we can't go out there and change the entire economic client or climate. You know, mm-hmm. one person can't do that. But you can reach out to a kid in your neighborhood, or you can reach out to your own kid, you know, a little bit more, or things like that.
You know, I think as someone that, you know, myself, who doesn't have any kids and whatnot, and not really around that environment that much, I probably get, and I'm not alone in this, get misconstrued perceptions of the youth. You know, mm-hmm. we hear the bad things in the stories and whatnot, but you know, you got to wonder, is it that much different than when we were kids? And also, what do you think they're looking for? What do they want? What are they saying that they want?
We haven't done the focus groups and things like that off of this survey yet, but in the last round of focus groups, they're looking for things like, they want good role models in their adults. They'd like to see more of that. They would like to be more culturally competent in this area because they don't, we're, you know, pretty
homogenized.
Homogenized towns population. And
the word is vanilla.
Yeah.
We
are.
It is a smaller world, and the kids are very aware of that. And so they want to know about people of different religions, people of different ethnicities, people of different color, and, you know, cultures, and what it's like to be in those other places.
So folks can see and find out about the numbers when and where.
The Munising release is on Wednesday the 25th in Munising, obviously, mm-hmm. at the Falling Rock Cafe, in the afternoon, 3:30, I believe it begins. And the Marquette version is the following day, Thursday the 26th, at the Peter White Public Library, also in the afternoon. And there's more information on our website. And I think we'll have snacks.
Well, you gotta have snacks.
You can't have good results without snacks.
You don't go to the Falling Rock at Munising and not have coffee and some snacks. I mean, yes. Come on. I mean, it's all about priorities here.
That's true.
You mentioned the website, glcyd.org, to find out all that's going on. Back to the volunteers, that information mm-hmm. is there as well.
Yes, and June 1st is that deadline, so make sure you get your nominations in.